Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, "Ye do err, not knowing the power of God."
Sometimes when life seems gentle and blessings flood my way, I turn my gaze away from you and soon forget to pray. But when the sky grows darker and courage turns to his voice cries upward with words you long to hear. Lord, I need you. When the sea of life is calm, oh Lord, I need, Lord, I need you. When the wind is blowing strong, whether trials come or cease, keep me always on my knees, Lord, I need you, Lord, I need you.
Lord, help me to remember I'm weak, but you are strong.
You know, many times we get so busy in our daily schedules until we can respond like the person who doesn't know the Lord. We can carry on our deeds and our responsibilities in a day just like the person who doesn't know the Lord carries on his or her responsibilities. And that ought not to be. And so when we get like that, we forget that God has power to give to us for this hour. Many times we do not recognize that we've been living like the ungodly or the unsaved until something tragic happens. But I'd like to consider that the unsaved had said that they did not know the Lord nor his power, and that's what I'm going to focus on for the rest of the devotional today. In Exodus chapter 5, the man of God, or the men of God, Moses and Aaron, went in to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh the word of God. And Pharaoh responded with this, he said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Now, he made two statements there, that he didn't know the Lord and that he was in charge. That if anyone held back anything, it would be Pharaoh. If anyone permitted anything to happen, it would be Pharaoh. Pharaoh placed himself there as a sovereign power, making the statement, I know not the Lord. Secondly, I am not going to let Israel go. And I say that the Lord started a number of steps of introducing himself to Pharaoh by showing Pharaoh that he has power and that he is able to rule in ways that man's mind cannot even begin to imagine. The Lord said in Exodus 14:14 through his prophet, the Lord shall fight for you. And then in Exodus 14:25, you know who said this, who made this same statement? It was the soldiers of Pharaoh. The scriptures tell us, and he took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. So they didn't know who he was, and now they readily acknowledge that it is he against whom they are fighting. But it's too late. You see, at this time, they're in the bottom of the Red Sea. The water is stacked up on both sides of them, as the scriptures say it was. I believe the Bible. And so the water was stacked up, but they're in the bottom of the Red Sea now with their horses and their chariots and in their armament and with their determination, and they're all going against God's people. And the Lord tells Moses to stretch his hand out and drop his hand down. And when that happened, all of the water came rushing in, tore things apart. It was indeed a very great demonstration of the power of God. And these confessed before they were destroyed, the Lord is the one we're fighting against. But they're on the bottom now. Your chance is past. Too late for you to do anything about it. You've raised up your hand against the Lord. You see, the Lord gives to us air to breathe. He gives to us a life. He places us in time where he would have us to be. And he gives to us a duty. Now, many times we do not know that duty, or we don't know it unless we get saved. And then many are saved and still have not sought the Lord's purpose for their lives. But he does have a purpose and a plan, and he will use all of his power to see to it that we're able to carry out that purpose and that plan. Pharaoh, a mighty king, having great power, but he used his power against God and against God's people and against God's purpose. Yeah, you know of his power, but it's too late. Know of his power on this side when he will use his power to help you and to carry you along. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.